This weekend, of course, we have our 40 hours devotion. This time in which we can spend some time before our Lord. And I know that for, I know I've experienced it myself, and I know for other people too, it can be thinking about what to pray about. What to say when we are in prayer can be a bit overwhelming at times. I know I've talked with different people, and I've talked with priests who have met with different people who put so much. We can put so much pressure on ourselves that we gotta. Well, I gotta do this. I gotta do this prayer. I gotta do this prayer. I gotta do this. Or, gosh, what am I gonna say for a whole hour or however long it is that I'm gonna be praying? And, you know, so I think for sometimes people it can be a bit overwhelming to know what to say to God. Trying to figure out how to pray. But there's something to be said about just simply being in the presence of God. Being simply in the presence of Jesus in the Eucharist. Can be a wonderful gift just to be able to spend some time in prayer. And so this talk is sort of focused on that concept, just to simply be in the presence of God. And sometimes we can just come, be in the church, whether it is during adoration like that, or whether it is even when Jesus is in the tabernacle, just to be able to come. It can even be, even if we can't make it to a church, it can be in a special place in our room, in our house, a special room that we set aside for prayer. Knowing that Christ is present, that God is present everywhere, and just to be able to be in that presence. But the point is, we don't have to say anything special. It doesn't have to be a special prayer. There's a neat tale, and maybe you've heard of this before, from St. John Vianney. St. John Vianney was a priest in France, and he became a priest right after the French Revolution. And he had the unenviable task of being a priest during a time when there wasn't much love for the church. Lots of people had turned away from the church because they were angry at the way that, you know, angry at the clergy, angry at the church, angry at God, whatever it was. But they weren't focusing on the church. They weren't focusing on God anymore. And so he had to come to this little town called Ars, and try to bring people back to the church. And St. John Vianney had some time in his church for adoration. And there was a gentleman, I believe he was an older gentleman, who would come to the church, and he would come in, and St. John would see him come in, and he would just seem to sit in the church and stare up. I can't remember if it was I believe it was the monstrance, not just in the tabernacle, but he would stare at the monstrance. And from what St. John Vianney could tell, it didn't seem like he was really saying anything. He was just kind of staring. And he would do this each day, and come and just seem to stare. Finally, St. John Vianney talked to the gentleman, asked him, what is it that you pray? What is it that you say when you come in here each day just to sit in front of the monstrance? Just to stare there. What do you say? And the gentleman's reply was, I sit And I look at him, and he looks at me. I look at him, he looks at me. The gentleman, the elderly gentleman, wasn't anything special that he prayed. It was to be in the presence of our Lord and Savior. I realized that that's where he needed to be. To be present. Be in the presence of Jesus Christ. And being present, especially when it means being present in kind of that silent way, I think especially us in our present day can be quite a challenge. For some it's easy, but I've observed how for so many people we gotta be doing something. We gotta feel like we're doing something, we're accomplished something. Whether it is we're saying something or we got something that we can say that we accomplished this at the end of this particular time period. To be able to say that we got these things done. And so to be able to say that we were in the presence of whether it's the presence of God or the presence of another person and just sat in silence, that wreaks havoc on our idea of being productive. Something that I've talked with my own spiritual director about is sometimes it's a prayer doesn't feel like it doesn't jive with that with the worldly mindset of being productive. Prayer doesn't seem to be like it doesn't look productive. And so being in the presence of Jesus Christ, being in silence, can be a very hard thing for us to accept, for us to do. We feel like we gotta be accomplishing something, but yet it's a good thing. It's a very good thing for us to be able to be here, to be in the presence of Jesus, to be in the presence of the Eucharist. It's a very good and holy thing. And I think it's important for us to be able to be reacquainted with that. To be able to sit in silence, to be able to sit, be in the presence of Jesus. I was thinking about how for human beings, especially those who are, a man and a woman in relationship with each other. To be able to, there are different ways in which people are able to show that they care for each other, that they are in love for each other, that they want to show that they love that other person. And so these are sometimes referred to as love languages, different ways in which we show that love. And for some, that's, being able to, a loving touch or to give gifts or to, be there for each other, a gesture of some sort. But it can also be just spending quality time with another. That sometimes the love language of a person to another person is to just to spend some time with them. And for those who are used to that, they know exactly what that feels like and that resonates with them. For those of us who aren't so much on the quality time, it might be like, well, okay, that's nice. But it's still a very good thing. It's a way to show love, to be able to spend time, whether it is, again, talking or whether it is simply being there, being present. Again, it's not an easy thing to be able to just sit in that presence. Something that we had to talk about a little bit in seminary. We talk about visiting people in like nursing homes and in hospitals, and a lot of us would notice that we would get very uncomfortable if the conversation kind of stalled and we were just in silence with the person. And our professors had to remind us that, no, sometimes that's okay. That's okay. You don't need to say anything all the time. Sometimes just to be present there. The person just wants to know that another person is there. Jesus sometimes just wants us to be there. We don't have to say anything. We don't have to have any great important things to say. Jesus just wants us here. Again, to be in the presence, to be in his presence. And that presence can really change. Being in the presence can really change a person. Can really help us to be a better person, a holier person. But it also, there's evidence even in Scripture that it can even physically change a person. There's a story in the book of Exodus as Moses was leading the people of Israel through the desert. They eventually set up a mobile temple, if you will, a tent in which God dwelt among the people. And they put the Ark of the Covenant in this tent, and Moses would go and speak with God face to face. Would go and speak with God. And when Moses would come back out, he would come back out and he would tell the people, this is what God said to me. I'm going to tell you now what God said to me. And when we would get done, the people would realize how brilliant Moses' face had become. And it got so much, it was so brilliant that the people couldn't stand to look at him. His face had become so brilliant just by spending time with God. I mean, what would that be like if we were spending so much time in that prayer that people like noticed how our face looked after that? It was such a powerful experience for Moses that others noticed. And so Moses had to walk around with a veil over his face so that people wouldn't be so freaked out by seeing his brilliant face. And then when he would go back in to talk with God, he would take the veil off. And then he'd come back out, talk to the people, and then he'd put the veil back on. And it actually becomes kind of a symbol, that veil of how certain things of God have been veiled from us before we can understand the full truth. But the point that Jesus wants us to be with him, God wants us to be with him, and that presence can change us. I can't remember who first said this to me, but it's always stuck with me, this idea that when we can spend some time before the Eucharist, you know, just as people sometimes spend some time outdoors in the summertime to get a suntan, well, we can get our own kind of suntan by spending some time before the Son of God. And that we are just basically like soaking in the rays of the S-U-N sun, we can soak in the graces from the S-O-N sun. But again, it means coming into his presence. It means coming to be with him. And it might take some time, as I said before, you know, we it might feel a little uncomfortable at first. Getting used to that. All right. It might take some time. It may take some time to get used to how long to pray. We might have to start out with, you know, I've often heard it said that maybe sometimes we just need to start with a small amount of prayer. If we're not used to that rigorous, like I'm going to spend a whole bunch of time in prayer, maybe we only start out with 5 minutes, 10 minutes, 15 minutes. But then as we get used to it, we can spend some more time in that. Maybe we get a little more used to being in the presence of Jesus. But the point is, my point is, Jesus wants us to spend some time with him. And in so doing, we come closer to him so that he can love us, that he can help us be all the more in love with him. Let's not be afraid to be in the presence of Jesus. Rest in his love. And therefore, be all the more closer to him. Be able to grow in holiness. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.